Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Happy Monday! It's May 3rd, and we are back in the Fan Run Studios. Cameron Black, Draven Fine, Hayden Wallen, and Charlie Collier sitting in with us.
Wow,
John's
Chuck.
Taking a much-deserved vacation, so I'm stuck here keeping the young guys in check a little bit. They got me keeping the young guys in check a little bit.
Babysitting, huh, Cam? Babysitting.
Yeah. I'm like the cool babysitter, though. Babysitter.
Let
you do whatever. As long as you don't bother me, I'm hanging doing my thing. So, how's everybody doing today?
Great.
Charlie's doing great. Charlie's great. He's happy to be here. Love to see it.
I feel like you're always great, man. Just always got that big old smile on your face.
There are maybe 3 days a week, a year tops, that I wake up not feeling fantastic.
Look at that.
Love it.
Look at that.
Love it. We need that sunshine in the room. Because... Hayden, how are you?
All right.
See, look, it's bouncing out. It's averaging out.
Just killing the energy. We had all pumped up. We got Chuck over here smiling. We got everything going, and then, all right.
I'm here. How are you, Draven?
I'm doing good, Cam. Doing good. Good weekend, man. You know?
It was a good weekend. It was a pretty good sports weekend, too.
Busy weekend. Absolutely.
First good one in a while, I'd say, just because it was a lot of stuff action-packed thrown in there. Mm-hmm. A little variety of everything, so... It was a good time. I enjoyed it for sure. You know, I'm a big draft guy, so of course I was loving that weekend. So good time all around there.
How are we feeling about our teams? How are we feeling about our draft classes here? We ready for a Super Bowl run or what? What are we thinking?
Oh yeah, I'm puzzled. Already
puzzled.
Quite puzzled.
Ooh, I don't like the sound of that.
Ooh, yeah. I guess the draft is the story of the day, pretty much. Coming off the draft weekend, we had of course that's a 3-day event. Took all weekend. We're off the air after the second through seventh rounds, obviously. So we already kind of touched on the first round. We kind of seen what's happened there. But, yeah, lots of other action happened in the next few rounds of the draft. And like Draven said, all our teams kind of out there making moves, trying to get better. Everybody's trying to get better. Had a couple of Vols go as well.
So. Hey, round of applause, man. Palmer.
Yeah.
How about it?
Oh, no. I was happy for him. We had talked about how he was kind of trending upwards for sure. But yeah, it was good to see him go to the Chargers in the third round and pretty
high
good
third
spot.
Round.
Yeah, pretty
early
good
third
spot.
Round.
And I think that's a great landing spot for him. They need a second receiver over there to kind of help out.
How do you think he fits that offense? Because they still have Mike Williams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then Keenan Allen.
Yeah,
but
I think out of those three,
who's playing inside?
I think they'll be fine putting Keenan. They do Keenan in the slot a decent amount of times, but I think Palmer's also versatile enough that they wouldn't be against putting him in the slot. And, they were slinging it around pretty good a bit with Herbert last year, so the more the merrier out there. And, Mike Williams is one of those guys that also he's had some injury issues.
He misses like
Yeah, he misses
yeah.
some games. Also, he gets gassed because they just send him on deep routes all the time. So he needs
That's
somebody
what
to sub in.
Palmer's going to be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Palmer's just going to be running
They're
those.
Just going to alternate them in just running deep. But I think it's a great spot for him. I mean, bright young quarterback over there, like bright future with the quarterback over there, pretty pass-happy offense. It's a good spot for him. I think he landed as a really good opportunity. I think Keenan Allen's a pretty good receiver to learn from as well. So... Really happy for Palmer there.
What do we make of Trey falling, man? What do we make of that?
It's just the side effect of business, man. The medicals scared some teams off, so apparently a lot of teams had him off their board, or had him knocked down a few pegs. But of course, the Chiefs were the team just lying and waiting and mm-hmm. cool with taking him in the sixth round. They said they considered him with some of the earlier picks, but they had some other people they valued a little higher. But, he ends up in a great spot. They have lots of offensive line depth over there, though, so I'm not sure, you know, how much playing time he'll get immediately. But, I mean, it's not really a better team you can go to right now outside Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. So he's going right into a winning program, winning culture, and, you know, he's got a chip on his shoulder now.
I mean, let's also be honest with each other here. As Tennessee fans, as people that are pretty familiar with Tennessee football, he didn't have a good year.
He didn't. Yeah,
he was aggressively mediocre in this past season. And if you combine that with medical history, I mean, teams are just going to be more inclined to take someone else.
Yeah. You, like, a lot of people did, you kind of saw hurt their stock this year. Like, one of the other bigger examples is that Marvin Wilson, defensive tackle out of Florida State, if he would have came out last year, he would have been first, second-round pick. He comes out this year, goes undrafted. So it was a weird year, too, in general, just for scouting and stuff. So
was Dylan Moses even drafted?
Dylan Moses
No, he wasn't drafted either.
And, wow. Am I wrong? But was he not, like, a third, fourth round, like, projection last year, a year ago?
A year ago, yeah.
No, I mean, at least got drafted.
And he's talented.
Yeah.
I mean, I
don't remember where he went as a undrafted free agent, but, I mean, somebody's getting a good player. It's players like that that they always kind of surprise me when they go undrafted, but I also understand that when people draft, they're kind of drafting off potential. There's a lot of guys like the Dylan Moseses, the Trey Smiths and stuff like that, but you know are going to be solid, but like you're hoping to land somebody that's got a little more upside maybe. We talk about the medicals. Seem to scare a few teams off.
But like the Panthers, for example, they drafted a long snapper in the sixth round.
Mm-hmm.
Love that call, by the way. That was one of the better calls of the weekend.
But it's interesting to me that teams would be like, we need to prioritize long snapper over, hey, we can get a guy that started for the national championship Alabama Crimson Tide and is a good, smart player. Nick Saban approved player.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's weird that teams make those kind of calls.
It is wild, but yeah, it's just weird how some of the boards set up, and you know, we never really know. We never really get to see anybody's big board. I would be really interested. I'd like them to release them after the draft. I'd be really interested to see where people had, you know, certain players on the board. Like for example, like the Raiders. You know, we talked about how they took Leatherwood 17th. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's a little early, that's a reach, yada, yada, yada. But, hey, if that's where he is on their board, they're going to take him. So, and there was people that came out and like, yeah, he wouldn't have made it past the 20s anyway. So, I guess they did get the guy they wanted. But, it's really interesting how that stuff always kind of falls into place. But pretty good that we got the two guys that we thought were going to get drafted, did get drafted at least. Because I was really worried for Trey Smith for a while there. When we were in the sixth, I was like, man, he may just go undrafted.
And we also have Bryce Thompson. He signed with the Saints.
Bryce Thompson did sign with the Saints.
Another ball in Tennessee. Yeah. A little connection there, huh?
South.
What's going on?
Continuing that tradition of picking up balls after the draft. I think that's about three straight years pretty much at this point. Yeah, too. I mean, they've contributed, the guys they've brought in. And cornerback was one of the places of weakness for the Saints. So he'll have a chance to compete for a roster spot for sure. So three Vols in some pretty good positions to, you know, make a team and be contributors in the NFL this year.
I mean, if I'm a GM and I'm targeting undrafted free agents, I am zeroing in on any and all Tennessee players just because they have such a pretty good track record of success. I mean,
they really do.
Justin Coleman, Emmanuel Mosley, Marquez Callaway contributed last year. And you just got to look at it and realize, hey, their program's been a train wreck. These are talented players that just weren't developed.
And on that same spectrum, I'm just going for like the players like you talk about Dylan Moses. Like I'm going for like the Alabama players that are undrafted. I'm going for the Clemson players, the Ohio State players, the SEC players that, you know, played against big-time competition. Just be like, okay, they played against some of these other big-time guys getting drafted. Let's see if they have anything as well. So I think that's always got to be the train of thought there. But, yeah, was happy for those guys. Happy for those guys. It's always good to see some Vols making it at the next level and getting there. And hopefully they have success. I think Trey, with that chip on his shoulder, could be if he stays healthy. And, you know, there's no way of telling. Like, he obviously, you know, says he's healthy. I haven't seen any, like, of the actual medical reports or anything about, like, the specific concerns. Like, obviously, it's the blood clots are one of the factors for sure. I don't know if there's anything else there that teams are worried about from him that caused him to slide that much. But We'll see, and I think he's gonna come in the training camp, you know, just ready to rock and roll. And
he's got that Jordan mentality, you know. I took that personally. He was mad on Twitter. Yeah. He was mad.
He was upset, and I mean, rightfully so. Like, I mean, it's just one of those things where could have came out a year early, probably still would have went first round, second round, maybe. Like, it's kind of like who was that guy from out? Landon Dickerson. He was one of those guys that a lot of teams had flagged on their boards. He still went high, like he went second round still, so somebody still had him valued pretty high. Not sure why. It's interesting to me that no one probably had Trey at that level since he, you know, slid so far, but maybe there's just other players on the board they had ranked higher at the time they were picking. Who knows? Who knows? But he made it to a team. He made it somewhere. He's on a good spot. He'll be all right.
Y'all see our boy Rivals Mike decided that he was going to wake up Saturday morning and pick a fight with Tennessee fans.
Yeah, he woke up and chose violence that day. He
decided to take a break from DMing girls, asking them to take pictures with spoons to make fun, to take a shot at Trey Smith.
Yeah, not a smart move, I don't think, especially with, you know, people kind of know Vol Twitter's pretty rabid on the internet, and you're going to come out one of their favorite players of the last few years. Yeah, they weren't going to have that. It was just a bad take in general. Like, it was a weird take. Like, why are you attacking a kid, man, that's trying to accomplish their dreams? Like, it just seems so weird, so out of place. And it's just like, what do you do, man? What do you accomplish from this? Like, you're not gaining anything except a ton of backlash, and that's exactly what you got. And he tweeted out an apology yesterday, and people still were like, "You idiot!" Like,
there is a segment of our fan base on Twitter that will now be tracking every tweet has, every opinion he has.
He's blacklisted now.
We'll be digging up dirt on him until he is done.
He's going to be on freezing cold takes anytime he misses anything.
Well, they already dug up the old tweet where he said Patrick Mahomes was a terrible draft pick and they shouldn't have traded up and doesn't see it.
Yeah, that guy, he needs to chill out. He needs to lie low on Twitter for a little bit now at this point. But, draft, I guess, is the story of the day. We'll hit a break here, and we'll kind of get into some of the basically team rankings, team grades out of this draft class and see, like, who we liked and things like that. So stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, boys, I decided I'm going to do a social experiment this week. This is what I'm doing. So, I got some friends that are recently single out there. They're trying to basically, you know, they're using these dating apps, trying to see, you know, see what's out there in the world.
Women?
Yes, yeah. Well, no, men. I'm talking about guy. I got guy friends that are like, check it out, dating apps. And Charlie's very deflated that it wasn't women. But they keep talking to me about how all these girls are so generic. So here's what I did. I just downloaded like 3 dating apps. I got the Bumble, Hinge, Tinder. I just downloaded them all. And during every commercial break this week, I'm going through and I'm checking out these bios on these apps. And I'm going to keep tabs of how many each bio comes up. Because my friends keep talking about how everybody says the same thing in their bio. Like, there's like a generic like 5 cycling through. So I'm about to keep tabs, and I'm going to have a tally and do some research of all the bios, and I'm about to see how generic this is. I'm about to see how generic this really is.
So when we say generic, how are you going to define generic? Like, just basically everybody having the same thing?
Example,
that's how you're going to do it?
I just did some this break. It's like the girls that are like, loves adventures, love traveling.
Need a dog lover.
Must love dogs. Like, the generic stuff like that. Okay. And I'm keeping tabs on how many I see. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be exact. It doesn't have to be exact. But all along the same spectrum goes in the same check mark. So I'm going to keep tallies on that. See how many we get, like, variety-wise. My over-under, I'm setting it, like, 14 and a half. I'm taking the under, probably. I don't think there's that many unique ones out there from early experiments so far. But we're going to keep a running tally, and I'm going to have a bunch of data for y'all at the end of the week.
Okay.
So,
what's your bio? Right.
I think I said something about having a ferret. That's about it.
Oh, so generic.
Hey, nobody else has a ferret, man.
That is a good point. How many people talk about having a ferret, Chuck?
Yeah, I think I have something about, like, Work a lot so I can afford to put a roof over my Ferris head.
Whoa. Come on. Time out for a second. Time out. I think, like, we need to give people a little bit of slack here. Female, male, whatever it is, it's hard to come out with a good bio.
No, it is. It is hard.
It is hard to come out with a creative bio that's different, that's unique, but also not too much over the top, right? Am I wrong in saying that?
It took me a long time to craft mine.
Oh, do you have the perfect bio?
I don't know. You know, you got to mix in some humor.
Of course. But also a little bit of confidence as well.
Yeah, the confidence.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I feel like I perfected it over the years.
Do you want to share any bios that you have?
Well, sure. I'll hit it with you. You got to throw in the height because that's one of the good things I have going for me.
Of course.
So I threw in a 6'2". Then I threw in the often referred to as handsome, charming, and funny.
Wow.
In parentheses, all by my mother.
Oh, okay.
Okay, a little humor in there.
Yeah,
okay.
A little funny.
Undefeated lifetime record against the Apple Maps ETA. And big fan of Impractical Jokers.
All right. Referring to a show as well.
Okay.
Is that unique enough for you?
Hayden, grade his bio. What are you giving that grade?
C-.
A C-?
Whoa. C-?
Do girls compliment you on your bio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they like it.
Okay.
Success rate with it too, Hayden?
Seems like it's not working out.
What do you know about my love life?
I just don't see you with any girls.
Mm. When do you, am I going to bring him to the station?
Like, you ever on the post like your story your like that?
Real G's move in silence, Hayden.
That is true.
That's what someone would say that doesn't have anything going.
I'll let you know next time.
Okay, go ahead.
Doesn't have to post it every time.
I mean, just one time.
Doesn't have to document everything.
One time would be fine.
I keep things low-key.
So what are we trying to get with the results from this, Cam? Just trying to prove that people on dating apps are basic? Is that what we're trying to do?
I'm trying to see if it correlates that everybody's on the same spectrum. But it's, you know, you're getting the same generic stuff every time. Like, I would like it to be more unique. Like, I understand what you said. Like, it is a little hard sometimes to come up with your own bio. But, like, if every single girl on here is touching the same points, what's the difference between everybody? You know, that's kind of my thing. It's like if every single girl in here is like, hey, I want to travel, drink mimosas at brunch, and you must like dogs. Well, okay, like, what else? Like,
I have another question as well. Like, how much do we, you know, base off of the bio? Like, how much do we take into account the bio? Do we really, like, for us, for you guys, when you're looking at a female, whatever, you're looking at her pictures, you're like, okay, decent look at whatever. Is that when you go to the bio, or do you go straight to the bio and then the pictures? What's the process here?
So I get 5 super likes a day.
Okay.
So my process is, if she's attractive and has a great bio, she gets a super like.
That's popping the super like.
If she's just attractive, she gets a regular like. And if she's just kind of but she has a good bio, I'll throw her a like.
Okay. Yeah, I usually I obviously go to the picture first. I think most people do. We're all a little shallow. It's okay. We just got first step is admitting. But yeah, no, I like if they have a nice little witty, unique bio. I give that credit because it shows they're putting in a little effort on their end, not just expecting you to do, you know, all the heavy lifting. It's kind of my take on it. It kind of shows you where their headspace is at. Like the girls with no bio, you're just like, okay, you're just trying to go straight off your looks here, and you're expecting us to just come to you. And
still
you know,
old, but I don't want to.
I was about to say. I mean, you know,
you got me.
I
didn't really need the bio there, but
now I don't have anything to riff off of if I match with you.
Yeah, exactly. Like I like using the bio as well for starting conversation.
Maybe that's the more importance of the bio. It's just more of a bridge to a conversation.
Yeah, well, and like if everybody's the same, I'm using the same lines on everybody. And if you accidentally match with a couple friends, you're like, oh, he used the same line on this too. Well, yeah, your bios are the exact same. You're the same person. Sorry, like that's just the way it goes. But we're doing some experimentation there. We're gonna get some good data here.
I bet the one you see the most is "Send me your best cheesy pickup line."
Okay,
you're
I'll mark
that
down
that
as
one
Charlie's
so
bet. Okay,
that's a good point.
Cheesy pickup line. You got a favorite for Miss Draven?
The dog lover. The dog lover is gonna be a big one. Trying to think.
What's the age range? You have it.
I just let it ride.
Okay.
18 to max.
Me too.
Just let it ride.
18 to 85.
Yeah.
But yeah. I just need to, that changes things, you know.
If it, yeah. I'm getting expansive.
Okay.
Yeah. If and, I was
the wider the range, the more hits you're gonna have, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
just
the,
more.
That's
yeah,
just
at least more bios I'll see out there. I'm gonna put you down for dog lover.
Okay.
Hayden, you have a favorite in this race?
For what, the girls' bio?
Yeah. Most popular bio line.
I mean, it's gotta be something about God.
Okay, yeah. The Jesus is first in my life stuff. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
He doesn't know anything about dating apps.
I'm about to say, no, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. This last commercial break, I did see three references. Talking about Jesus is the main guy in my life. Yeah. Like, that's it happens. So, okay. We got everybody marked down for their favorites. We're going to get some good data there, and I'll get back to y'all. I'm going to release it all. Twitter's going to be a great in-depth, you know, scientific report. This is
important stuff
here.
Right here.
Yeah, this
groundbreaking
is what it's all
stuff
about.
Right here, Chuck. Okay,
this is what it's all about.
And maybe you'll find love too.
Yeah, maybe I may accidentally
stumble into
something nice.
I really think this is just an elaborate ruse for Cam to get on dating apps and.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. I'm just trying to find love.
I'm on like 11, so.
I hate dating apps, to be honest.
I'm on 11.
11?
I gotta do the research for the people.
Like, no 11 dating apps.
That's like it's not working out.
There are some weird ones.
Oh boy.
Oh no. Don't tell us.
Alright, we're gonna hit another break here. Yeah. And we will come back and get to these draft grades. We'll see how teams like the Titans did according to the experts in the draft. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, back on the program. We're going to get into some of these draft grades. Charlie, Hayden, you guys are Titans fans. How did y'all feel about your draft?
I hated day four or day three.
Not getting any good value with the late picks?
No. We picked the Racy McMath guy who literally had like 150 yards receiving last year and one touchdown. No, you don't.
No, we picked him to be a special teams ace because that's what he is. I mean, he has the potential to come in and be one of the better gunners in the NFL, and you need guys like that on your roster. Might as well snag one at the end of the draft.
I would rather have the wide receiver from South Dakota State.
I mean, yeah, from South Dakota State. Yeah.
Kay Johnson.
I mean, yeah, I would have rather had Shai Smith.
Well, Shai Smith went the pick before that.
But, like, I mean, I just would have rather, like, trade up or, like, try to get him or something. But
I just went from the perspective of, like, who was still left on the board at that point. But I'm pretty sure Shai Smith went to the Panthers right before that.
I didn't love our draft. I didn't hate it. I mean, the Caleb Farley pick is one of my favorite picks in the entire draft. If you're comfortable with his medical history and you did your research, which presumably the Titans did, then you're getting a guy that – is arguably one of the best defenders in the draft, is arguably a top 10 talent, a guy that was clocked running 24 miles an hour in a game at one point, which would immediately put him at the top of the NFL, faster than Tyreek Hill, a guy that is lengthy and physical too, with great ball skills. He was a former quarterback. You know, he just kind of has a natural sense for how plays develop, you know, from the offense's perspective. And I think he's really good at diagnosing plays, and he can be a long-term answer at corner if he stays healthy.
It's a big if.
I love Farley too, but yeah, the medical thing is always going to be in the back of your mind, wondering with that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you didn't have the greatest luck of a Dory Jackson staying healthy. So,
and also
the last time we took a guy that fell because of injuries, Jeffrey Simmons.
Well, it was more him injuring somebody else, but maybe not. No, it definitely was the injury. It was him coming off the injury, but a little combination of injuries there.
Do you really want to take a risky first-round pick, though, after last year, after how that worked out? That was my thing with the Titans. It's like, yeah, it might be a good pick, but then again, it's like, man, back-to-back bust on first-round picks, which is very possible with Caleb Farley, makes me think, like, that's just way too much risk involved.
Well, I think, you know, at the same time you look at what the Titans did last year, they drafted a guy in Isaiah Wilson who, incredibly immature, obviously does not really have a passion for football, obviously not really a hard worker, and they overcorrected. I mean, they went with one of the guys that is more passionate about football than most people in this draft, a guy that just truly loves football, or else he probably just wouldn't have continued to play. And we drafted a really, really high character guy as well. And, you know, I was a little concerned about the injuries, and then a reporter asked him in his opening press conference if he would be ready for camp or if he was worried about injuries keeping him out, and he just said, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, no, he's been saying he's going to be ready for camp.
You know what? I trust him. He rebuked it.
Okay.
He'll be all right.
I did really like y'all's Elijah Molden pick. I really like Elijah Molden.
Elijah Molden.
I was hoping he would slide down to where the Falcons were, but okay.
And well, then snagging Rashad Weaver in the late rounds, too, is a guy that can supplement the pass rush of Landry and Bud Dupree. I really like him and Bud Dupree have a relationship from when they would train together in Pittsburgh. And then also the tackle we got in the second round. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I'm sorry. Raduns, whatever. I think he's a guy that can come in and be able to start immediately. He's a good tackle, the scheme that North Dakota State runs is very similar to what the Titans do.
Very run heavy, for sure. So yeah, he'd be probably a pretty good landing spot for him there. So what would y'all give that Titans draft grade?
C plus, to be honest.
Because you didn't address the receivers. Yeah. Besides drafting Dre Kirkpatrick or whatever, Fitzpatrick.
The number two receiver from Louisville, pretty much.
It makes me think, I mean, if you're maybe going to target somebody like Tim Patrick potentially, but if you don't, then this draft is probably a B for me.
Okay. Well, NFL Network, their grading scale gave you guys a B+. Wow. You got B+. They had your day one grade as a B+, day two grade as an A, and their day three as a B. And basically just kind of talked about Farley's a good player if he can stay on the field. Randuns is a work in progress, but he was picked at the right point and fills a large need. Molden was the steal of day two. He'll be a playmaker is what they say. They said Fitzpatrick's worthy of a fourth-round pick. Added some depth for the pass rushers with Weaver. And got a special teams guy with McMath, you know, late in the draft. They said they could have got, you know, needed some help in the tight end room.
We didn't draft the tight end, which is concerning.
Yeah, that's what they
We're just rolling with Anthony Ferkser.
I'm sure y'all brought in some undrafted free agents for
There's
you know,
a new well, free agent target. What's Tim Tebow, right?
Is he playing tight end now,
I think?
Yeah, well, we need an inline tight end. We have Ferkser as a receiving tight end, but we haven't re-signed Mecole Pruitt. We do have Jared Pinkney on the roster from Vandy, who I guess we believe in as an inline tight end. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. You said you had did you have Kuiper's grades, Hayden?
Yeah. He gave the Titans a B-.
B-. Okay, so a little differential there. So but I guess we could average that out to a B about.
B- for Kuiper is like how low does your scale go, Cam? Does it have Fs on there or no?
Let's see. I don't remember if I saw any Fs on here. I think I saw like a there's a B. I think I've seen a C somewhere. B. This guy they gave somebody a day one grade of a C. It's about the lowest I see, but overall, most people I haven't seen anything lower than a B.
Makes me feel so much worse.
Yeah.
Ah, Texas got a C because they got a D on day one.
Yeah. Well, Kuiper. The lowest he has on here is C plus, and that's the Steelers. Because the Steelers is the worst. And it has the Titans as a B. The Titans are pretty much fourth worst in the league.
Okay. Oof.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound so good anymore. Does it?
You can talk yourselves into it, but
who had the highest grading draft classes on their list?
Oh, on this one, it was that team you expected, the Atlanta Falcons, with an A+ draft, according to NFL Network. Oh, man, talk about a haul. Talk about a haul. Brought in 9 guys, got A+ on day 1, A+ on day 2, A on day 3. They did what they needed to do. I mean, you got the best player in the draft, Kyle Pitts, Richie Grant, great rangy safety. Jalen Mayfield at 68 when he was projected to go late first, early second. Great value there. Just you basically touched on all your needs. Touched on everything you needed.
Except quarterback, but
yeah, we didn't need one. We're rolling with Matt.
Matt Ryan, the guy who has the most completions since 2012.
Yeah, we're not concerned.
That's the worst compliment in football I've ever heard. The most completions.
Wow. I'm sure Dak had the most completions before he got knocked out last year. So
also the most, you know, yards and yards per play. Yards
that was
throw,
really translating
that,
the wins, huh?
Either way.
I mean, I liked Pitts for y'all and Grant and Mayfield. Mm-hmm. But the fourth round and later, there's not a single player you drafted that I particularly feel great about.
Oh, I like Darren Hall. San Diego State's been pumping out some great defensive backs. I think Dalman is pretty solid as well. He's got a offensive line dad who's coaches offensive line. I think he'll be good, smart player. He'll compete, you know, for a starting job this year, I think. The defensive line guys are a couple projects. You know, they're not expected to come in and, you know, be big-time players right away or anything. Avery Johnson, you're talking about special team aces. That guy was the best returner in college football the past few years. 6 punt return touchdowns, 2 kick return touchdowns. He was a stud out there for Boise State. So we need some explosiveness on special teams. Haven't had it. Signed Patterson, signed this guy. I like it. And Frank Darby just adding some depth to the wide receiver room. I love the draft. NFL Network agrees with me. I'm assuming they're pretty smart people. So, you know, I'm going to roll with it.
What do they know?
Yeah.
I don't think Mel Kiper liked it to that much, Cam.
Well, Kiper's an idiot.
What'd he get?
His Atlanta Falcons is a B-.
Oh. Mm. Not round, an A+.
Number 22 in the league.
Mm. Yeah, so Kiper's rankings are crap, huh?
He said Kyle Pitts has the highest grade of any tight end he's ever studied.
I would check out. Makes sense, yeah.
He said he likes the center. Dalman.
Yep, I love Dalman.
Let's see here. How do you say that this dude starts with an A and his last name starts with an O?
I have no clue.
Yeah, there's a lot of letters in that name. He said he had 7 sacks last season.
Yeah, Notre Dame defensive end. Those guys are just kind of players where, you know, hope can just add some depth to the D-line, and that's all we were really looking for. He probably gave us a lower grade because we didn't take a quarterback or a big-time pass rusher.
That's what it looks like to me. He said he doesn't.
So he
kind of throws in team needs in there, too. But
his top needs are quarterback, DN, and running back. And did they draft a running back?
No, we didn't. We got that Louisville running back as an undrafted free agent, but we didn't draft one. We could use a bigger playmaker there. But, you know, Mike Davis was serviceable last year for the Panthers. I think he can do that again. Got a couple other ones on the roster, so I'm not super concerned there. We packed our offensive line up a little bit and trying to help that. Offense should be pretty stacked if Matt can stay upright and not take a ton of sacks, but
easier said than
we'll
done.
See.
Aiden, who was the highest on Mel Kiper's highest graded team?
I believe it was the Chargers. Let me scroll back over to the top.
I did like what the Chargers did.
Yes, it was the Chargers.
Their draft.
Yeah, the Chargers did great.
There's only two teams with an A, and it was the Chargers and the Dolphins.
Dolphins, yeah.
I don't like the Dolphins draft at all.
I didn't either. I thought Jalen Phillips was kind of a questionable draft pick late first round.
He vehemently disliked the Dolphins draft. Jalen Phillips. And then, you know, in the second you take a safety in Holland that most people saw as the consensus third safety in the draft.
Yep.
Yeah, I had seen there was rumors that he was going to go higher than, you know, everybody had projected him. And, I mean, that seemed to prove right as he was the first safety off the board. It was kind of interesting that Morig slid to the third safety. But I wasn't super high on Morig myself. The Dolphins, I didn't hate it.
I really liked the Eichenberg pick in the second because, you know, I think he can start for them. And Hunter Long is a really decent, like, traditional tight end to pair with the receiving skills of Gesicki.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just the Jalen Phillips pick for me is just a bad pick.
Yeah, it's one of those, you're kind of going off potential a little bit, and it has some injury issues. Man's even retired from football before, so not the greatest, you know. Like, he retired before he transferred, because I don't think a lot of people remember. He was at UCLA first as a 5-star, you know, guy. Ended up retiring from there, and then he transferred to Miami and, you know, started playing football again. There's a bit of it could be, you know, interesting there for sure, but... Interesting, yeah. The Dolphins, they got an A on NFL Network as well, along with the Chargers. So they thought they did pretty solid also.
I think a lot of Kiper's grades come just from top needs.
And so,
and addressing that.
Not just taking
like,
value.
According to his like big board.
Yeah.
Like, they need – the Chargers needed a tackle, corner, outside linebacker. And they got Slater first round, Asante Samuel Jr. second round. And they got in the fourth round. He said, like, his best player available. They drafted him in the fourth round, Chris Rump, the second.
Okay,
Duke.
Rump is pretty solid. I guess we'll touch on your team, Draven.
Yeah, how about them Cowboys?
How'd you feel about your draft?
You know, damn, you sent in that thing on Twitter. little concerning, but honestly, after kind of looking into these players a little bit, I felt pretty good about the draft. I mean, we drafted. Well, what's funny, Hayden? Go ahead. Go ahead and spit it for everybody. Go ahead and get it. What are you giggling over there for, huh?
I don't think they were very good, Draven.
Well, what was wrong with the draft? Calvin Joseph, I think, is going to be a really good corner from Kentucky. By the way, I think UT fans should remember him pretty well. The pick six that pretty much turned that whole game
Draven,
on its head.
Draven, you could have had that
Calvin
pick six,
Joseph
Draven.
Is a
Are
bum.
You serious?
I'm just saying.
He's a bum.
I'm just saying.
Immature.
Still a pick six.
Immature.
Still a pick six by Calvin Joseph.
Football
he had four
IQ
of them on.
Low.
He had four interceptions on the year. Calvin Joseph is a good corner. We can all agree on that. The only reason he failed his second round is because of off-the-field issues. Ooh, off-the-field issue because he got kicked off the team at LSU. Who cares? Who cares?
You know how hard it is to get kicked out at LSU?
Who cares?
That is
true.
That is
true. They funnel money through a children's hospital, and they still got him kicked off.
Who cares? He had a good year, good final year in Kentucky. Literally, that's the only concerns, honestly. I think he's a good corner. We also got two other corners who are, what, 6'4"? Massive bodies.
The other corners you got, I think, are both better than Kelvin Joseph.
I will say, I think Nashawn Wright, Oregon State, I do think he has a chance to be better than Kelvin Joseph. Again, just because of size purposes. The guy's literally.
I love Nashawn.
That's a big outside corner.
However you say it.
Luka Amu.
Stud. Absolute stud. I love him so much. He's one of my favorite. He's my favorite A3 pick in the entire draft. Him. And his teammate, Shai Smith, are tied for my favorite two sleeper picks in this draft. He is a stud, and if he gets the opportunity, I think
– Was he just overlooked by J.C. Horn? Was that the reason he fell to six?
Yeah, I guess.
Probably.
Just kind of thinking
– I thought he'd end up as like a third rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some interesting slides in the draft for sure, but amongst some players, like even one of the other guys the Cowboys got, Jabril Cox, was slated to go
a
little higher.
Yeah, that's a steal.
I think Cox is good. I think Parsons and Joseph are good picks.
Better.
Almost all defensive guys.
They went all defense. They went all defense pretty much. So except for a receiver, guard, and a tackle, they mixed in there a little bit. Man, that's been a trend with some of these teams that have some offensive firepower. They're just like, hey, we'll just load up on defense in the draft, and you know,
Panthers did that last year. I want to say almost every pick in the draft last year they had was defensive players.
I really like their draft this year too, and I hate that being in the same division. If they get anything decent,
time out. Give me the Cowboys grade here. How'd we do? I feel pretty good about it, I'll say.
They gave him an A on the NFL Network.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Boo,
A. Interesting. what old Mel give the Cowboys, Hayden?
B.
Okay.
Which is good for like 16th or 17th.
Right about average. Right about average, okay.
You better hope that Kelvin and Micah get along because they are both mean people with history of submission.
Sounds like just a bunch of dogs ready to get to work, so it sounds like to me.
You better hope that Michael Parsons like doesn't pull out a knife in the locker room again.
Get the defense a little fired up, maybe. bring a little intensity to the team. I'm not going to be
already tweeted him better not be hitting me in practice?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, he's going to hit him in practice, and your team's going to fall apart.
We'll see. Man, we got Tony Pye. Yeah. We'll see if Zeke even.
I think
the
Panthers were my favorite draft class of the weekend. J.C. Horn, good corn up there. I still think he does have some tackling issues from the film I watched. He's for that size and athleticism, he should be a better tackler in my opinion. But that's something you can work on. You can work on that a little bit. I also think that's almost a direct correlation of the Falcons taking Pitts at four. Because there's lots of quotes out there at Pitts talking about how J.C. Horn was the best defender he played against this past year. Yeah. And they did match up a lot. Like, when they played, they were putting that matchup together. Terrence Marshall Jr., I love him as a receiver.
I love
He's going to be a stud. He's going to be a stud.
They lost that one receiver who went to Washington, but
Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, Samuel. And then bringing Marshall in. I think that BYU offensive tackle, he was pretty good. Only downside there is he didn't play against great competition.
What about Chuba Hubbard?
I like Chuba too.
Coming to Carolina.
Chuba was one of those guys that really fell. Who should have came out last year and would have been, like a second round pick. And he slid a little bit. But yeah, Carolina added him behind McCaffrey over there. Probably decent backup. Same similar style stuff they can do. I think Tommy Trimble, they needed a tight end. He's pretty solid himself. Washington pumps out good defensive backs, so Keith Taylor probably isn't the worst pick in the world. took an Alabama guard, Shai Smith.
Shai Smith, baby.
So, got a long snapper. Need those long snappers, but I thought they did some really good things. If they get anything out of Sam Darnold, I mean,
I think playoff team, right? Like if Sam Darnold works out,
if he's solid,
he will, though. If he's, you don't think he will?
No, I'm a very anti Sam Darnold.
Why is that?
I think he's broken at this point,
just beyond repair.
Yeah. But change of scenery, maybe one of those things that helps. And you know,
I mean, like people talk,
and
about,
they seem like they could have taken the quarterback and been like, yeah, we don't really feel good about you, Sam. But they didn't. They leaned in. They drafted a bunch of offensive weapons
his
for him.
Options.
I feel like that's a confidence booster.
Right.
Like,
I don't
think
he reads defenses well enough. I think he holds on to the ball too long, and I think he turns the ball over too much.
I agree on some
and
of that stuff.
It's hard to also recover from the, I'm just seeing ghosts out there, man.
Yeah,
it's
but I think this is a nice little confidence booster for him.
My goodness, dude.
People do get I mean, every quarterback deserves to not play for Adam Gase. I agree with that.
Exactly.
Yeah, what about your boy Tannehill? You're not going to take that and
Tannehill
take
had success with Ryan Gase still.
Success, I mean, what, they went to the playoffs once, and he didn't even play in the playoff game. He got knocked out. Like,
success.
He had an average year.
Success
I wouldn't say he was,
relative to Adam Gase.
Okay, I'll give you that. I mean, Jay Cutler did some decent things with Gase. Just saying.
It was fun. A little bit, maybe.
Went to an SEC championship game.
I like the Panthers roster a lot. I would... Yeah. I think it'd be cool if Sam Darnold played well. I'm sure you wouldn't, Cam, but I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a tough division again. I mean, we saw Tampa had a good draft, too.
Kyle Trask, baby!
I knew they were taking
that
him, too.
So
I knew I knew they were going to take him to that spot.
So much money.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I knew they were going to take him to that spot, too. It was a lot of pre-draft chatter about that, so... I was expecting it, which I'm fine with. I don't think Kyle Trask is actually going to be a successful quarterback in the NFL.
I love Kyle Trask.
So,
think he's going to be good?
Yeah.
I did too.
I had him as my fifth quarterback on my board.
Okay. I had him six, but I don't trust him enough. I don't think he's
I had him in front of Justin Fields.
Ooh-wee. Have fun with that one. Fields is going to be a...
Say that again.
I have Kyle Trask ahead of Justin Fields.
I could agree with that.
Whoa.
Now talk about
a
hot take.
Whoa. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about here?
I'm not a Justin Fields guy. I mean, I think he's a really hard worker, a really good person, a well-liked person, a guy that a locker room can support. But I just don't think he's a good enough quarterback. I don't think he has NFL accuracy, and I don't think he gets off his first read well enough. He hasn't diagnosed defense
well,
quick
what
enough.
Are we talking about? Did you not watch the playoff game against Clemson? This guy just
he's not asked to in Ohio State system. That's just Ohio State system. That's what they do.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Ohio State system. Him throwing 70-yard bombs down the field, too.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying off his, like, first read. Like, that's just
the
what they want him to do.
Game.
I'm a Justin Fields guy.
Was
I think he's
just
still
so
the second
different
best
than everything else he did, though.
Yeah.
That playoff game was an anomaly. It was really impressive. And if he does that in the NFL, guess what? I'll be wrong. And I'll be cool with that. And at the same time, you know, like, that's just my opinion. The NFL has – I mean, the quarterback is the hardest position to analyze
for
NFL GMs, and they have all the resources in the world. Like,
yeah.
I'm just a 22-year-old chilling in Knoxville, so, you know, I'll admit that, like, there's probably a decent chance I'm wrong. But I think Kyle Trask is better than Justin Fields. I had it as Lawrence, Wilson, Lance, Jones, Trask, Fields.
I still think Fields is my number two guy.
An ID in book seven.
I just think it's far more likely that we see the Justin Fields from seven of the eight games last year this upcoming season than we do from the one playoff game versus Clemson all year. Like I just think that game was an anomaly, that he was great that game, and I think Clemson's defense a little bit overrated.
Well, I mean, okay, so look
at two best players right out of
the
game.
Look at the Northwestern game. For example,
Northwestern
game. He
had a top 10 ranked defense on the season and a first round cornerback.
Yeah, he was missing one of his best receivers, so that meant that Newsom could lock down the other.
Yeah,
and he was going to have to get off of that receiver and throw elsewhere, and he struggled. Guess what? You're going to see defenses that are better than Northwestern's.
Yeah, but
time out. Also, the game plans
are different than Ohio State. That's just how Ohio State runs their system. It's very first option heavy in their passing system. And so it makes it tough to get to that second guy because you're drilled in your head. You're supposed to go with that first guy. And it's going to be different than NFL. He's not going to be running such like a closed circuit system, pretty much. Like, and I think he definitely has the ability to learn it. Like, they talked about how when he was drafted, they asked him about some like play or some situation they asked him about recently, and he was able to recall
his
it perfectly.
His football IQ is great.
Yeah, like, he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine.
I don't think it translates to the field very well. I don't think he goes through his diagnosis in live action quickly enough for the NFL.
Question. Well, time out. He has, well, name another bad game other than Northwestern.
Indiana.
Like I get he had a.
Indiana. Up there, I just did.
I get that he had an average.
Draven, what are you talking about?
He had an average year in a COVID-riddled season where the Big Ten was almost like not even playing. We're just going to ignore the year before where he threw, 41 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He was absolutely dominant. But the year that it's COVID, the year that the Big Ten almost doesn't play, that's the year we really need to look at Justin Fields. That's what we really need to focus on.
We judged an average
game against Indiana and a bad game against Northwestern.
We already talked about guys that fell because of their performance this past year. Should we just throw that out the window?
I think there's more to Trey Smith than just that. I think it's also medical issues. But that's fair.
We talked about Chuba Hubbard.
Medical issues the year before, too, and he was going to be a first-rounder.
And that's fine. That's completely fine. But if we're doing that, if we're basing it off just what's happening recently, Justin Fields, again, his second to last game, he was literally he was better than Trevor Lawrence, who was the number one pick. We all know this. Who's supposed to be the best quarterback in this draft class. He was a lot better than him in that game. Disagree? He threw 6 touchdowns. He was dominant. He was literally dominant.
Ohio State's defense was much better than Clemson's defense that day.
I'm just saying, you can take one bad game against Northwestern, you can match it up with that one good game, and you can make whatever case you want.
So then we cancel it out, and then we still have, we'll cancel those two out, and then we have a mediocre rest of the season with a bad game against Indiana. Got it.
22 touchdowns. 6 interceptions. You guys act like he was just awful this past year. Again, in a year where the Big Ten was, on the borderline of not even playing?
You stuck him on the second best roster in college football, though. I would expect most competent quarterbacks to be able to produce those similar numbers.
Okay. Against Clemson, not everybody was doing that against Clemson. Just saying.
Not everybody had the other 21 players in their starting lineup that Ohio State did.
We can make this case for Mac Jones. We can make this case for Kyle Trask. He had the best tight end in college football.
Did.
He had one of the best receivers in college football.
And that certainly helped.
But we're still saying Kyle Trask is better. Why?
Because he gets through his reads quicker. He diagnoses defense quicker.
Yeah. I want a quarterback who could sling it down the field, Cam. I bet Bears fans, also.
Make the same case for Mac Jones. There hasn't been a quarterback in years that diagnoses defenses quicker than Mac Jones and gets through.
Oh, boy.
Years.
And then you could also make the case that's pretty easy when your first read's 10 yards wide open, running down the sideline. Hell, I think I could make a read that too. Honestly. Come on, Chuck. We could do this with every quarterback. We could. But Justin Fields, let's quit Deshaun Watson him. Let's quit doing that. Let's quit trying to find reasons to make him overrated. Let's quit trying to find reasons to make him not as good of a quarterback as he is. He's good. He's a good quarterback. Just face it. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good in Chicago.
I hope he is. I like him. He's a great person. For him.
I think he'll take over probably about halfway through the season or so after a bye week.
What if Andy Dalton just goes stupid?
Yeah, unless Dalton's like balling.
Just leads them to like a 12-4 record.
Unless they're like 5-4.
And Justin Fields never plays for the Bears.
unless they're just like killing it and have a great record and they don't want to change anything up.
That would be Bears fans' luck right there. Get the future. It's Andy Dalton balling out.
I think Fields will be solid.
Give me the red rifle, baby.
We'll see. Let it rip. All right. Well, hour one's in the books. We'll start off hour two with some headlines. Probably getting more stuff like this. But stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Van Run Radio.